And I would let that play, but we got Peggy on hold, so I want to go ahead and go straight back to the program. I love that song. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein. And Peggy, I'm sorry, it's up on the board, and I didn't see it that you're a convention delegate for the GOP. And, I mean, you're a Republican, right?
I was this year.
Are you still, or did you leave? Are you
right
still,
now, I'm still registered as a Republican, but I'm for the Constitution and freedom. And my dog in the race was Ron Paul, and he wasn't even allowed, you know, to the gate.
Well, you know, and I have problems with Ron Paul myself, and I've actually given Ron Paul information about my own situation, about the military tribunals and stuff that are going on here in the
right.
United States. And he's done nothing about it, even in trying to get information out. But he's also into privatizing, like, the Postal Service and basically everything else, which kind of goes into the whole New World Order, you know, situation.
I've had some thoughts myself.
And that's why, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I hear you, Ron, and you're, you know, saying all this stuff about the Fed and more, but you're also saying privatize everything. And that's not the way I believe that you really put a check and a balance.
Well, privatization was not in the Constitution.
Right. Well, and I don't think, you know, having a government itself is not about privatization.
I think we should do away with government, period. Let's govern ourselves.
Well, but that's what our government's supposed to be. Our government, see, we're not represented. You know, we're back to King George III, where it's taxation without representation.
That's right.
And we've got the old royals from Europe who have come in and taken over our country. You know, Kissinger being from Bavaria, Germany, and being raised in London to an age, that's not a coincidence. This guy came over to betray us. Adam Weishaupt with the Illuminati.
Well, so did Obama. So did Bush. So did Clinton.
Right.
You know,
well, Clinton, they were going to give Bush's dad was knighted by the Queen. That means his son was
knighted.
And
that's against the Constitution.
Exactly. The Titles of Nobility Act was passed by Congress in 1806, and it should have become law, but because of that and other stuff that was going on, the Brits came in and burned down the White House, which was our administrative building at the time that held all the records for all this stuff. And our founding fathers saw clearly, and this they tried to do this with Washington, they tried to slip one of the royal relations, one of the cousins, instead of Washington.
Yeah, well, we also got the dual citizenship thing going on.
Right, with Schwarzenegger and Michael Chertoff.
Israel, and I'm tired of it.
Right, because, you know, it should be of, by, and for the people. And at some point, a head of state should not be born in another country. We learned that from Europe. Our founding fathers learned that from Europe. Because what they do is they play games like they're doing. They'd love to see Schwarzenegger become president. They would love that. And that's not off the table yet.
Well, no, we've got Obama. He sets the precedence.
Yeah, but Obama is related too, and look who he's backed up by.
I can't hear you. You're fading out again.
Obama is related to George Bush. He's a member of the House of Habsburg.
He represents
that German.
Well, they're all related to each other. You know,
right.
Like saying they're psychopathic.
Yeah. Peggy, thanks for calling in. Please keep listening.
I do want to plug, not my business.
Oh, that's what I was going to let you plug your business if you want to.
And I'm screaming out, please, guys, wake up. The fight for freedom starts here on this soil, not on the soil in Iraq and Iran.
Exactly.
And it starts here.
Well, Peggy, I don't know if you know anything about my story and what's going on with Homeland Security and the Coast Guard, but I've been blowing the whistle about the Coast Guard coming out and saying it's a branch of military now and carrying on military tribunals of civilians. If you look into my story and if there's anything you can do to help or even help sponsor the network or the show, please do.
I will. Remember, single parent, and God takes care of those who take care of themselves.
Yeah. Keep fighting the good fight. Take care, Peggy.
Loan modifications don't work. at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, 800-313-9443. We're opening up men and women, and I'd still like to get some more calls in from some women. Peggy, you still there or are you gone?
Oh, I'm still here.
Okay, real quick, go ahead and plug what you were saying before.
I just wanted to thank the military for all that they do. I just want to send out an alarming wake-up call for them to consider exactly what they're fighting for. Are they fighting for the liberty of the United States, minus the United States of America? What are they being sent to die for?
Yep. Well, we have to answer that as much, if not more so than the troops, because we're the ones who can fight and bring them home and protect them. They cannot
do
much.
I marched the streets of D.C. during the Vietnam War as a child.
Amen.
Licked envelopes, knocked on doors. This is all old hat to me.
That's what's required right now. It's grassroots. It's
well,
people.
I'm a seasoned, patriot.
Well, but even doing what you're doing right now, picking up the phone and calling in.
Exactly right, and I'm burning DVDs, and I'm speaking to every customer, and it's really sad because I do have some customers that are with the sheriff's department and the police department, locally here, and
are they waking up?
Or are they aware? Scary.
They don't care.
It's really scary. You know, I've got a, you know, a client who's with the Sheriff's Department, and he says, well, I'm for the Second Amendment, but if I got the orders to disarm.
Yeah, right.
I'll follow those.
Yeah, isn't that
the whole
thing?
And I reminded him, I said, well, you know, what did you take an oath to?
Yeah, but isn't that the whole good German mentality and what they're talking about now with torture and stuff?
And Nuremberg, following orders, did that clear these men?
It's not a legal defense.
No, it wasn't.
And it's still not. Like, if your lawyer gives you bad advice saying that, you know, don't worry, it's okay for you to go out and kill this person, it does not get
you off. You're stupid to pay for bad advice.
Yeah, and it doesn't get your lawyer off either.
To start with.
Yeah, you know, not only are they disbarred, but they're an accomplice to murder. You know, it's just like the mob boss is giving orders to kill people. I'm sorry, at some point, the person giving the order is just as liable, but they should not
be
letting...
Well, look at Jeannie.
Peggy, hold on. They should not be letting the lower echelon off. Because people should know enough that they have the right and the responsibility to say no. Nancy Reagan taught us that, right? Just say no. Just say no.
Yeah, well, she said that. And
yeah, I know. Taking out of context, but I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know.
but seriously, I mean, that's all it takes. And you'd be surprised how if just a few people started saying no, I will not condone this and no, I will not participate in this. You'd be surprised how things would change overnight.
And I'm beating my head against a brick wall. I've been doing this for a while now, and like I said, I got a lot on the line. My daughter, I'm teaching her how to, you know, her marksmanship. There was a case that was not publicized on the mainstream news, you know, not surprisingly, after all these shootings and,
you know, Columbine and whatever.
And, you know, all of them on SSRI and depressant drugs. But there was an 11-year-old girl who had been left home alone, and two intruders came into the house while her parents were gone. She opened up the closet, pulled the shotgun out, and she fired on them both.
Hey, well.
She was an expert marksman.
She was
11 years old. So, ladies, get out there.
Yeah, but point it at the right people if you're going to do that. don't do it randomly. And, you know, don't just go shooting people.
We're talking intruders
under
in
attack,
her house.
People need to understand. I mean, this
I'm not advocating murder, and no, she did not kill them. She was an expert marksman.
What's going on right now, though, is economic warfare, and it is not coming from Wall Street necessarily. Wall Street is just a conduit. This is coming from the European Union. This is coming from Germany. Make no mistake about it. It's coming from German royalty, and that's what all of this is about. Trying to reestablish the worldwide system of United Kingdoms and take down and use republics as a vending machine or an ATM to fund all of these royal houses around the world and to replenish their treasure houses.
Well, they've been doing a pretty good job here, you know, with the fiat.
Yeah, well, and
the
military, $666 billion for this year's defense budget. And then Obama's doing the same thing that Bush was doing, and
that's
is funding
right.
a bunch of stuff outside of the budget.
That's right.
Yeah. The war, well, that's not, you know, that was supposed to be incorporated in. And now they're pushing more troops for Afghanistan. People don't realize what Obama is doing just in, you know, following the steps from Bush. Is he is after Russia. The Napoleons and Bismarck and Hitler and others tried to invade Russia.
Look,
they were
the
never
United
successful.
States is after
and,
every
and now they want to continue on in that.
It is not going along with the plan.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to. You don't play the game by our rules, we're going to take you down.
Right. But they want to take down everything. They want to take down the United States at the same time that they take down Russia and then bring it all back under, you know, and people don't realize it, but Spain has a very strong contingency of Germans. So does Italy. The German army or the Italian army in its last days was predominantly German. If you look at our own military now, and I'm not against Germans per se, but I am against people who follow orders blindly and don't look to the rule of law or the Constitution.
Right. Well, you should see what the public mores are in Germany and the laws that they have set down. People are totally unaware of what's going on in Germany.
Yeah, well, and not just
the pedophilia, but... and you can't homeschool you, and it's spreading.
It's a nanny state. It's worse than England.
It's sick.
Yeah, and they want to impose and enforce do the same thing here. They would love to chip us all. They're moving in that direction. If you start to look into a lot of the stuff in Admiralty that I try to bring up, like the transportation worker identification card that's being used for transportation workers here in the United States, that's funded and run by Lockheed, a defense federal military contractor. And it is the progenitor, the precursor.
Look, I almost went to Saudi Arabia for a couple of years. You know, I put the brakes on.
Yeah, but the Twix card is the...
My ex-husband. And I said, no way, Jose.
The Twix card is the prototype for the new national ID card.
Yeah, and your driver's license.
Yep, you got it. They want, so you don't have a Social Security card, so you don't have a driver's license, so you don't have a passport. They want to bring them all in and merge them into one document. Which, you know, it doesn't sound like a bad idea, and it sounds, you know, to be much more streamlined. But at some point, when you know who's behind it and why they're doing this, then you start to have second thoughts about, well, maybe it's not that good of an idea.
Well, not only that, when can they ever get it right? You know, my philosophy is go ahead and infiltrate them with so much information that they can't keep up with it. You know?
Right. Well, Peggy, I want to thank
you. The guy that got on the phone and said, okay, I'm here. And he walks three blocks and he gets on the phone and says, I'm here.
Peggy, I want to thank you for the call.
I'm going there.
I want to thank you for the call.
Inundate them with so much information that they just can't keep up.
Peggy, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I want to thank you for the call. And please keep listening, not just to this show, but also, of course, the network. And, you know, as a last plug, put it out there to other women and tell them to get involved.
I've been spreading the word, but I tell you what, I'm hitting my head against a brick.
Well, so are a lot of us.
I haven't stopped. I will not stop.
You
know, but the folks around me are just...
You can't stop.
I don't know. Too much fluoride.
You got yourself and your daughter to think about.
But I'm not going to stop.
Let me go ahead and let you go.
Thank you so much.
Again, thank you for the call, Peggy.
The time. This has been a great first call. And come on, ladies, pick up that phone.
Thank you.
All right.
800-313-9443. Ladies, please get involved. This is your country. This is your republic. This is your system of self-governance. Without your voices and your actions and your, you know, involvement, all is lost. You know, at some point, the men out here are getting beat up, just like what happened in Germany. We're being taken out one by one. Anybody who sticks their head up, now we need to start circling the wagons, banding together to start to come together. You know, I could really use some help. I've been pretty beat up and everything going on with Coast Guard and Homeland Security myself. And, you know, start looking into some of the stuff that they've had me in a military tribunal for the last 6 years without pay, without medical benefits, and more as an alleged civilian in a branch of military I'm not in. All right, we're going to break. It's Republic Broadcasting Network in the zone. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
All right, people, we're back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein. And, you know, I guess along with Peggy and others, feel like beating my head against the wall and I'm wasting my time on the air, doing this show. I'm standing up against a branch of military on my own, basically. And I don't want to say on my own because there's been guys like Richard Block from National Mariners Association. He's been on the program before, but when we were over at Genesis. And if you go to his website, it's www.nationalmariners.org, I believe. You can just Google my name on the internet, Lieutenant Eric Schein, and throw in, you can either do it just singularly with Lieutenant Eric Schein, or you can add in additional search terms like merchant marine or federal officer or whistleblower, and you'll get different queries with each search. But there's a ton of stuff out there. They had me in a 4-day trial at the Long Beach, California Fusion Center, the Glenn Anderson. Anderson is one of those names that you have to watch out for. And not all people with the name Anderson, but there's a family, a royal family, who has their heir apparents and their agents working under that name, along with those under the name of King and or Kaiser and Black. I'm trying to think of some, there's so many. Gibson, Dunn, Crutcher, Olson, Axelrod, as in David Axelrod, working for Obama. Lichtenstein is another one. And a lot of these names have come up from not only research, but from personal dealings with these individuals with this last name, who are playing these games in our country with our Constitution and rule of law and our system of self-governance, to where they are not serving the American people. They are serving themselves and foreign. And yes, of course, I hate to say, these individuals have ties back to the royal houses of Europe. The Bush family. Not all people who have quote-unquote royal ties are in on this game. There's a bunch of people, and I've been on Jeff Ferris's program every Friday. You can go check out his program. It's a good program. He's on every day for 3 hours, 4 hours actually. He's on the radio AM, and I think it's KTTX for an hour. You can find this on his website, The Jeff Ferris Show, and I think it's .com. Just Google his name, Jeff Farias, and it's F-A-R-I-A-S. And he's actually got a good little, gig going on the internet and alternative, radio and media. And then he's also being broadcast on, I believe it's AM, it might be FM. He just got back on. He was on Nova M, where Randy Rhodes and Mike Malloy and Stephanie Miller and all these other people are at, corporate alternative, the corporate media arguing with itself. I'm on there from 4 to about 4:30, and Jeff has, given me a little soapbox or ability to get out and get heard about what's going on and keep my head above water. And John Stadmiller here has also done the same thing, gave me the program back on here when GCN took me off the air because I couldn't afford to get the equipment to set up an ISDN line. The Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Coast Guard, has bankrupted me several times over. When you go up against a branch of military and JAG personnel in their own little courts where they sit in all roles as the complainant or injured party, as the citing or summoning officer, as the investigating officer, and as the prosecutor, a JAG officer in uniform of a branch of military, and a judge who was used to serve in that branch of military and is, collecting a pension or more. And then the appellate body is the admiral of this branch of military that I'm not in and never served in, and a naval officer, and they're saying I'm a civilian. You start to understand what's going on, and that we're way down that road towards not martial law, because we're beyond that. We're into a military dictatorship. And we still are now until Obama starts to push back on a lot of this stuff and change it. And it's not just going to start with doing torture memos. These people have to be prosecuted, whether it be Bush and Cheney, from top to bottom, that we need a good house cleaning, and we need to take these self-serving families out of positions of power and trust within corporations and the government. Because this whole thing of, we need to have this symbiotic relationship where the government and the corporations are working more hand in hand. No, we don't. We need to have the government going after the corporations and protecting the American people, because the corporations are nothing but a modern day virtual castle, nothing more, nothing less. And they have their knights, whether they be attorneys or CEOs or COOs or CFOs, and their, middle management, that are in a virtual sense functioning just like the castles of old Europe, the old world order. And when they talk about that, the new world order, they're talking about an order of royal families, royal houses, fascists, those who used to count their money and their wealth and their treasures on sticks by notching them, who have banded their sticks together, their family fortunes, so that they're unbreakable. And that is the fasci. Those are fascist families, tied to Martin Bormann and more, back to Germany and other ancient civilizations. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. Pick up the phone.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein, 800-313-9443. You know, it would be nice to hear from some people because I'm really feeling that this is all a waste of time going on the air and trying to, you know, stay out there and continue to complain and get heard and talk about some of the stuff that's going on and expose, you know, who's involved in it and what they're up to and why they're doing it and, you know, try to, I guess, get people involved in making a difference in their own lives. You know, I talked to people today. I went and saw Peter Thottam. You can find him on the internet. He used to work at Goldman Sachs, and he's running for office out here. And, you know, I'm not real sure about how I feel about the guy because of his background and stuff. But he seems to be, you know, trying to get the word out about who these guys are and what they're up to and these ancient secret societies that have taken over our country, like the Federal Reserve and others. The Federal Reserve, if you don't think it's ancient and you don't think it's secret, start studying it a little bit better and, you know, you may change your mind. You know, the creature from Jekyll Island, G. Edward Griffin, and some of the other texts that are out there. You know, these people are, they're running their own triage on it. Some of them are, they're even, the company's called Triage Media or whatever, about, you know, the truth and saying, well, these are all conspiracy theories and these are all, and everybody's running scared and they're all blaming the bankers and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you start to do the history of our own country and the battles of whether we should have a public bank or a private bank, you'll start to understand that, no, this isn't about conspiracy theories. It's history. It's fact. And I guess, you know, it is about conspiracy because conspiracy, when you look at the definition of it, it's about two or more people that have come together to agree to commit a crime. And we've got a lot of crime going on and a lot of people agreeing to participate in it, whether you look to Jack Abramoff, Tom DeLay, Newt Gingrich. You know, and I'm a Republican. I'm an ex-Republican. I left the party in disgust because this was not the kind of Republican that I signed up to be. You know, this used to be an independent-minded party. It's probably lost its way going as far back as, if not even before the Civil War. The first, we've got Danny in Houston. Yeah, okay, Danny in Houston.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Vine, I've never heard your show before. Yeah, you see when someone call up, I think I really figured what this hell is all about. I mean, you're like, the Bible says God, Jesus is going to come back again, and he's going to have to, you know, kick butt because it's got to the point that he's given up on doing it the peaceful way.
Yeah, but wait, doesn't it say in the Bible, too, about preparing the way?
Say it again?
About preparing the way.
Prepare the way?
Yeah.
Well, I dare say it's been pretty ding-dang prepared, in my opinion. You can go to church anywhere you want to and find decent people. Everybody wants to watch pornography. Not that I'm an angel myself, but they watch pornography, and apparently drugs are becoming like an epidemic for, I mean, the way it's been prepared, but it's been walked off and left, the way I see it.
Well, no, because preparing the way doesn't mean to, like, turn a blind eye. It means to fight against injustice. It means to stand up for what's right. It doesn't mean to just go in and be forgiven and continue on in your ways. It means to, you know, walk the walk, fight the fight. And at some point, you know, even from my academy, the motto from my academy at King's Point, a federal military service academy, is acta non verba, which means deeds, not words. You know, isn't that what Christ
is? Yeah,
I'm
with you there. I'm all for the fighting part. I'll tell you what, I've got knife cuts in my hide and I'm fixing to go to court.
Yeah,
and do it.
But I'm not talking, there's other ways to fight to where you're not going toe-to-toe with them on their terms and that you're actually, you know, helping spread the truth. You know, getting people awake and aware and telling them what's going on and that our government is and has become the beast that the Bible tells us about, that where you cut off one, you know, head, like, say, a department, you know, two more grow back up or six more. And, like, now what's happened with Homeland Security, we supposedly to fight the bureaucracy, they created more bureaucracy. How does that work?
Yeah, I'm with you. I really think I'll figure out what the hell they've done. They've done it. I mean, that's why Jesus has to come back again. But, like, my dad was a Mason, and he knew LBJ. LBJ used to hold me in his arms when I was in diapers. Not that I'm bragging about that. I just say it.
Right. He didn't know at the time, right?
Sir?
I said I'm kidding because you're a baby. But he didn't know at the time.
In my opinion, what's happened is the Masons would talk to me, and they almost felt sorry for knowing how much of a rat my father was, and my sister would agree. These people are sick. And
yeah, they are.
You're not a Mason yourself,
and I don't think
I actually signed a petition to be one because my mother advised me to when I was about 18, saying it would help my future, and I got blackballed because the queers and the Boy Scouts that wanted to give Boy Scouts rub downs in their underwear. I refused to let them do it to me, so I was unacceptable. But I was blackballed by the adults where I was. But what I wanted to call you and say was, these Masons, one of them, literally on his deathbed, told me that what the Masons did through history, and including my father specifically, they would find boys that were unruly. I mean, bad boys. They were kicked out of school. They were mean and were just, you know, just no count thugs. Including my father and his brother.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they were drunks. People get in car wrecks. They couldn't care less. But what I'm trying to say is for centuries, the Catholics and the Masons have organized all the filth and puns of our society, and they've got control of the world today. The Club of Rome, the Illuminati. I mean, that's how they did it. And they're right now they're taking over the churches by having guys that are homosexuals, specifically just name them. The Church of Christ has queer homosexual preachers. The Episcopalian Church is fighting them off right now. The Presbyterian Church fought them in the 60s, and they split the Presbyterian Church USA and the Presbyterian Church PCA, the PCA being against the queers, being against the Masons. The Lutheran Church split and has the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which is against the queers, that is Masons, and the other one, ECLA, is for the queers, that is the Masons. And right now, the Episcopalian Church is splitting up. And they're just simply consolidating their forces, and we've become a thugocracy. And that's what I got to say.
Well, cool. Peace, guy. I appreciate your opinion and calling in.
Yeah, God bless yourself, sir.
All right, you take care, man. Yeah, well, and part of this, of everything that's going on, people need to understand, you know, it's our own apathy and not getting involved in our own self-governance and saying, look, no, the Coast Guard, we don't want you to be a branch of military. We don't want you as a branch of military and Homeland Security. If you want to be a branch of military, then you need to be in the Department of Defense. And guess what? If you're going to be in the Department of Defense, you might as well be part of the Navy, you know? And the whole point in all of this is that at some point we're not supposed to have the military so deeply entrenched and so deeply embedded within our civilian population like the Coast Guard. You know, that's the Third Amendment. And the Coast Guard is now saying that it can violate posse comitatus, that it's a special branch of military that can carry on and adjudicate civilian affairs, that it's a special branch of military that can regulate civilian affairs and civilian law, Title 46 and Title 33, which is as unconstitutional as one can imagine. The military, our own military, is supposed to do one thing and one thing only, defend the country. And that's one reason why our founding fathers didn't want to have a standing army, because now that we have a standing army, we're like, well, you know, we should find something that they could do, you know, more efficient. Let's have them dig ditches, or let's have them build jetties. Let's have them do this. Oh, we might as well have them be the police. No. You know, that we learned from Europe is a no-go. And what we need to do is to wind down, bring back the troops, not only from Iraq and Afghanistan, but 130 countries worldwide, use them only for defensive purposes, use our Navy to protect our own merchant marine under American flag, with American crews, American bottoms, protect our cargo coming into and leaving the United States for the longest period of time, under our care, and go back to, you know, how our founding fathers and many in between saw our nation. We were the number one maritime nation in the world, largest merchant marine after World War II. Ranked number one. Now we're ranked number 24 out of all countries in the world. 24th. Do you know where that puts us behind all other industrialized countries? Germany, Japan, you know, China, et cetera, especially even China. 97% of all cargo coming into and leaving the United States is on foreign flag ships. If you're an American and you believe in the Constitution and rule of law, start to stand up and fight to reflag our merchant marine, to build ships here in the United States and put our men and women in civil service, and those like myself, naval officers on special duty serving in the United States merchant marine, back on board and protecting our international rights of way and not those of the member states of the United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, you know, England, of course. Might as well throw Germany in there as well. I want to see if I can find real quick the member states of the United Kingdom here real quick. Let me try to find my search engine. I know there's 54 member states of the United Kingdom, and I could name a bunch of them offhand, but I want to go to the, Ireland. I mean, basically, when you start looking at the European Union, you start to realize that a lot of the member states of the European Union are those that came from the Commonwealth of Nations. It's the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, known as the United Kingdom, the UK or Britain. It's a constitutional monarchy located off the northeastern coast of continental Europe. It's an island country spanning an archipelago, including Great Britain. Ireland, Republic of Ireland, Atlantic Ocean. Yeah, I mean, how is the Republic of Ireland a member state of kingdoms? Go figure on that one. And I'm trying to find the Commonwealth of Nations, and I think I found it here. Hold on one sec. You can find this on Wikipedia, but it's been a while since I've looked at it. And here we go. All the former British protectorates and mandates, those that never became members of the Commonwealth, like Egypt, Iraq, Transjordan, Palestine, Sudan, British Somaliland, which is Somalia, and then you look at what's going on there, Kuwait, and look what's gone on there, Bahrain, Oman, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Republic of Ireland, and it left the Commonwealth upon becoming a republic in 1949. However, the Ireland Act of 1949, passed by Parliament of Westminster, gave citizens of the Republic of Ireland a status similar to that of citizens of the Commonwealth in UK law. Rhodesia, I mean, you know, if you start really looking into the member states of the Commonwealth, you start to understand South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and I'm just looking at the map right here. But and look into who King was it? I'm trying to think if it was King George the Fifth. Who all these royal families are and what they've been up to and their ties to Germany and all of the other royal families, and that, you know, they didn't just sit on their laurels after all these countries started to set up systems of self-governance. They are the shadow government. They are the free hand of the market, quote-unquote, laissez-faire. They are Big Brother. They are the ones who are pulling the strings. And if you think you're living in a democracy, quote-unquote, or a republic, or some other form of self-governance, you're fooling yourself. Because it's these very same people, these very same families that have for thousands of years run. And you can even look into, go read, if you don't believe me, go read Philip Bobbitt's book, The Shield of Achilles. Hey, Mike, are you there? We're not coming up on commercial, are we? I thought I heard music on the... Okay, sorry. Talking to the producer, man, there, Mike. Yeah, no, I mean, start looking into all this stuff, the Titles of Nobility Act, the War of 1812, our real history, the independence, the Constitution. I had a woman call her, and this is when I was back here on Republic Broadcasting way back when, call into my show and tell me that, you know, our problem was we shouldn't have written a constitution. They didn't. They swore allegiance to the crown. Our problem is that we declared independence, wrote a constitution, tried to set up a system of self-governance separate and apart from what had gone on forever in Europe and with the royal families. And when we did that, they said, oh, yeah, fine, sure. They regrouped and they used their knowledge of human nature and even comments by Rothschild and others in their strategies that, you know, I care not who writes the laws for a country so long as I control the economy. And he was saying that himself about ourselves and even Canada and others who had declared independence but swore fealty or allegiance to
the royal families. You know, Canada had a major surprise when they went to boot do a vote of no confidence on Harper, Prime Minister Harper, and found out when the Queen stepped in and said, no, the Parliament can't meet and convene and do a vote of no confidence because I say so. They learned why the Queen is on their money. They learned why they swear allegiance to the Queen. They learned why the Queen is on all of their public contracts. And if you think about the Whore of Babylon and what the whole maternal society or maternal civilizations are all really all about, they're not from Israel. They go way back before that. Assyria, Sumeria, Babylon, ancient Phoenicia. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, we're back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. And we had some callers call and, you know, say, hey, not wasting your time, stay on the air. We're learning and listening and, you know, support the program and stuff. I appreciate that. They didn't want to go on the air. I understand. I could really use some help. You know, I've been taking pot shots from a branch of military, self-declared special branch of military that I'm not in. And I need you people out there to start pushing back on the Coast Guard and to start becoming aware about what's going on with the Coast Guard. You can go to, you know, just Google my name on the internet or go to National Mariners org. You can even call Richard Block there. You can help support his efforts, and even $5 or $10, you know, $20, become a member of the association. You don't even have to be a member or a mariner or a, you know, seafarer. Or, you know, if you got a little sailboat or powerboat, you know, hey, become a member. I joined just because they've helped me out so much. And in contacting Congress, and, you know, they just wrote a letter to Eric Holder, the Attorney General. I don't think it'll go anywhere or anything will happen from it, but you never know. You know, maybe on some of these issues, these people are waking up a little bit and maybe having a second thought on, you know, what's going on, and that we are being set up for war, and that we need to start preparing ourselves better, because, you know, they are intent on taking us down. They are intent on tearing down this republic. They are intent on enslaving all of us as sovereigns under their rule, to where they all become, you know, big dog, head sovereign. We're all subjects. We're all subjugated to them, much like the 30 million people in Canada. And when you really look at the history of Mexico, there's five families that own and control Mexico, the majority of the wealth. And, you know, if you have that kind of control in so few hands, you're not living in a republic anymore, or a democracy, or any form of self-governance. You're living in a kingdom. And that's exactly where we find ourselves. We still have some level of dispersion in, or, you know, spreading out of the wealth and power to an extent here in the United States. But we're on the verge, because of what's gone on in the last 8 to 10 years, if not more. You know, this didn't start with Bush 2. This started with Bush 1, if not well before, with Reagan and even Jimmy Carter, I hate to say it. You know, Carter fired over 1,000 intel officers from the CIA, and they all ended up in the private employment of, you know, not all of them, but a good chunk of them, of George Herbert Walker Bush, so that he could work as an agent for the Queen and royal families of Europe to betray us all, along with Ronald Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush, Kissinger, Greenspan. All these people were knighted by the Queen. And that does not mean zero. That does not mean nothing. Sorry for the double negative there. Being knighted does mean something. And our founding fathers knew it and understood it, and that's why they passed the Titles of Nobility Act, to stand as a barricade or a blockade against the foreign royal families from moving their agents and or family members into and taking over not just our corporations first and foremost, or creating the concept of a corporation, you know, as a virtual castle. With no real castle in place that can pick up and move, you know, to any part of the world, much like many of these companies have done now. But to where there's no real it's almost impossible to carry on any kind of defense against or to attack these castles. A lawsuit was just dismissed, two lawsuits, I guess, in L.A., filed by Nicaraguans against Dole. And when you look into Nicaragua and Dole and bananas and banana republics, you start to realize why these lawsuits were dismissed. Not because they didn't have merit. We're out. That's it. Gone for the weekend. Peace.
With recent internet.